Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, fuck me. You know, this is getting really ridiculous. Believe it or not, I just woke up. Which sucks. And I don't believe this. Oh, come on. Fingers? I know I just woke up, but for crying out loud. Oh, come on. Really? I don't believe this today. Now, believe it or not, I'm just going to run a fast opening. I'm not even going to do the patriotic opening and shit. And, of course, I got to wait for things to open here. I actually redid the computer this morning. I had no choice. I couldn't get anything to work properly on this computer, so that adds insult to injury. Okay, where is it? Where is the opening that I need here? Yeah, okay. I'm doing great. Broadcast opening.
Welcome to Firefox News Online, live on blogtalkradio.com and simulcasting live on Mixlr.com. The rules are simple. No personal attacks, threats, or hate speech will be tolerated either in the chat room or on the phone lines. If you commit to these acts, your chat will be deleted, you will be blocked, and you will be removed from the phone lines. Remember, your opinion is your own, and no one has the right to force their opinion on you or anyone else. The number to call is 347-945-5747. Block calls, unknown Skype names will not be accepted. You must be in the chat room and let us know you are calling in with your area code and first three numbers and or your Skype name. The views and opinions expressed in this coming broadcast are that of myself and those who call in, and do not reflect the views and opinions of any other person, Mixlr.com, BlogTalkRadio.com, or Firefox News Online Productions. With that having been said, it's time to get underway.
Again, my sincerest apologies to my listeners for this. In all honesty, I fell asleep. So I'm barely functional. Somebody once said to me, "Well, if you were asleep, why didn't you just stay in bed?" No. Now, granted, I'm only going to be on the air for the next couple of hours. I can't do overtime like I would like to. Better a small show than no show at all. Now, for those of you watching on YouTube, you'll notice that my video is virgin. There is no bells and whistles included. Like I said, I reset this computer back to factory. And in fact, it went beyond factory because I had to use a Windows 10 DVD that I have that I made for Windows 10 64-bit systems for another computer, which didn't include certain items. Anyway, here I am once again, ready to rock and roll. Now, if all you folks on the phone lines want to be a part of this experience, 347-945-5747. That's the number you can call to do to do to do to do to do to do it. And since I'm barely functioning at the moment, let's just say I'm not even sure what we're going to talk about, but we'll get something going. Believe it or not, I'm not even sure wow, brain cells, you are definitely not together just yet. So, oh, wow. I must not be with it yet because I didn't even fix all my slideshow yet. Okay. There. Okay, now let's try this. Be right back. Gotta go fix a bite. Okay, that's cool. yeah, okay. I'm definitely out in left field now. Yeah, definitely not with it yet. I mean, how I'm even functioning at this moment, I have no idea. All right. I'll get there eventually. Now, let's see here. I got to try something here. Bear with me a moment, folks, while I attempt the impossible here. Okay. That's weird. Do it again. All right. Yeah. This is working out great. I'm barely awake. My mind is like get going or go back to bed. That's what it's basically doing right now. It's making up its mind. The fact that I'm able to function at all is a miracle. Anyway, so I believe President Trump today did sign the Tax Reform and Jobs Act. Just as soon as I get it to get my, if I can get my head to clear enough where I can concentrate. I'll be happy. Now, wait a minute. I just woke up about 20 minutes ago, give or take. And I've got an empty stomach and I've got the hiccups. Go figure that one out. All righty, Gunslinger. Thank you, old buddy, for joining me. You know something? Must be my lucky week because the computer this morning, I couldn't open the start menu, Action Center, which is where a lot of different items are for Windows 10. I couldn't open the folders. A lot of my functions were not working at all.
Damn.
So I didn't have much of a choice. Luckily, I backed up everything as much as I could, before I had to do this. So it's like now everything's working by the looks of it.
I got me a Windows 10 computer today.
Yeah, it's Windows 10. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot about Windows 10 that actually, is really nice. I mean, it does work well now. But with this particular computer, it's been a pain in the ass. All the other computers that run Windows 10 seem to work fine, except when they start doing those damn mandatory updates. That really kicks you in the ass when that happens. But still, everything functions, okay? And like right now, even as I'm talking to you on the computer, I'm attempting the impossible by installing certain software I need in order to do certain things. Software that I did not get a chance to put in while I was at it because, well, let's face it, just getting this computer back to factory specs was a nightmare. And trust me when I say it's not over yet. Now, if I can get this all done as quickly as I can, I'll be happy. And I saw what you said about the weather down there in your neck of the woods, Gunslinger. Wow. We got into low 40s.
Hello, it was 76 here, and this is the first day of winter.
Oh, fuck you.
Now, why do you say that, Bill? I mean, I have a good idea why. It was like 39 degrees, 40 degrees here in my neck of the woods. It felt like 33.
We're supposed to get ice storms over, like, Christmas and shit.
Yeah. They're calling for it to start at some point around 4 in the afternoon here tomorrow.
Yeah, see, and ice is not good. You can drive, drive on ice. Well, it depends on how bad
it is. I don't know if I want a chance of going to see my doctor tomorrow, if that's the case. I mean, my appointment's at 2 o'clock, but it may start sooner.
No, I don't know. You got to see how the storm develops, I guess. You know, I remember a bad ice storm in Philly, and I wanted to get a hoagie or a cheesesteak, and I slipped, you know, fell on my ass about 5 times getting to the car. Got in the car, pulled it out, and the car just slid down the hill. There was no driving it, giving it gas. It was controlling the skid down the hill. It was so fucking icy. I was an idiot. Stopped at the bottom when it hit the curb.
Well, I remember just doing 2 miles an hour. 2 miles an hour. And the road was a sheet of ice. I mean, literally a sheet of ice. Yeah. I was trying to make my way home, and the car did a 360 with me in it. And I say that like, you know, I was hoping for an opportunity to be able to bail out, because I actually had my hand on the handle to open the damn door. But when it came out from a 360 degree spin, a real slow one, it was a counterclockwise spin, right? But it was going so slow that when it straightened out, I hit dry pavement, and I just managed to get off into a parking lot. And I parked in the parking lot, and I thought to myself, do I really want to take the chance to keep going?
Yeah, that actually happened to me driving an ambulance. The thing fucking did a 360. Well, almost. And I was just like, oh, fuck. I hope I don't hit any of these parked cars. Because once it starts, there's no stopping it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 360, right in the middle of the fucking road.
And you know what really sucks, though, about that, Billy, is the fact that, you know, you can try turning into the direction of the skid, you know, a skid or a spin like that. But it's not. But if you're on ice, fuck it. That's not going to make a whole lot of difference.
Nope. I took the turn too fast, and the back of the ambulance just started to fucking spin around.
Oh shit!
Stop it. Yeah. Yep.
I was reading an article in the archives of my old hometown newspaper. I was at the library. It was snowing like crazy. And I figured, I'd just stay at the library for a little while until they say they're closing. And I decided to look into the microfilm or microfiche or whatever they call the damn stuff archives. And I happened to see a story on the front page of the old Evening Star about a fire truck that slid downhill, sideways, from the top of the road to the bottom. And this fire truck didn't hit a single solitary parked car. It just slid straight down, sideways. And I thought to myself, what year was this? And it was the year I was born, 1963. I'm like, motherfucker. The only thing I can't remember is whether, you know, it was in my hometown that it happened, or one of the surrounding townships, you know, surrounding Peekskill. But you read something like that, and you're going, huh? Because you're trying to figure out how the fuck did this thing not hit a parked car or slide into a telephone pole or some damn thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear about it, but you with the ambulance, I mean, holy shit. Did you have a patient on board?
No. We were actually...
I'd have been more concerned and worried about the patient's safety than my own if there was a patient on board.
Yeah. We were just going there to sit there. We were going to a hospital to just sit, like, in the where the ER is.
Four right. Calls.
Like, what they would do is they would, you'd be like, all right, you're assigned to this area, like Nazareth Hospital. So you just sit in Nazareth Hospital back in the ER, you know, where the ambulance is pulling. There was parking back there and shit. And then you get a call for that area, and you would bring them to Nazareth Hospital. Yeah. It seemed to work out pretty good. But no, nobody on board. Thank God. That would have sucked. That would have scared the shit out of them. Scared the shit out of me. I thought I was going to hit a parked car. I was like, I'm getting fired. I had the thing spinning. I'm getting fired. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I'd be sitting, you know, I'd be looking at, you know, empty ambulance. We ain't, this ain't my fault. Because, you know, no employer, if you're driving their vehicle and it's wintertime and you're on ice and you have no other, you have no control over the vehicle whatsoever, you can't stop sliding, spinning, whatever. No employer. Excuse me. It's one of those days. Any employer that fires an employee when it's beyond their control. Well, you know that old saying about karma, right?
Yep.
Would not have been in his best interest to do that to someone.
Well, I didn't hit anything, so I didn't get fired. And they, you know, nobody, my partner didn't, so we didn't talk about it. Yeah. It was done, it was over. We went to the hospital and hush hush.
So your boss never found out, eh?
No.
Wow.
And, yeah. I mean, I actually was let go from one place because lady was having a stroke. Literally, you know, verbalizing, you know, oh, it feels like my head's going to, you know, pop. I took her blood pressure. It was fucking through the roof. I was like, holy shit. And they wanted her to go to a certain hospital. I guess maybe it was, you know, where I took her to the hospital might have been closed, whatever. And because I, you know, took her to the closest hospital opposed to the further one away. I didn't follow orders. So I got fired. There was no fucking talking to or anything. I was like, whatever.
The one thing about, you know, being in the position that I was as a volunteer fireman is you can't get fired as a volunteer. You know? So, you know, thank God I've never been in that situation where I had to no other choice but to choose this and risk consequences.
Right. I don't know if I still have
it. But sometimes you gotta make those decisions. You're in the field. You're the one in the field. You're the one dealing with the situation. Okay. I don't know anything about ambulance protocol. You know, in a situation like that, are you required to contact the hospital? Are you required to contact? Okay, so you're required to contact. Did you contact the hospital at the time?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. I mean, the hospital was really super close, and she was stroking out. Like, you know, her blood pressure was so high, dude. It was crazy. It was, like, off the chart. It was, like, 200 and something over some crazy fucking number. You know what I mean? So my partner may have called. I don't remember saying, hey, we're bringing in a stroke patient. See, back then they thought once a person had a stroke, it didn't matter how fast you got to the hospital because the stroke already happened. So the damage is done. See, now they think of it different. Now you treat it like a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? But back then, they didn't treat it that way. So I was like, well, the stroke already happened, so, you know, why are you rushing? Here's something cool for you, dude. That fucking shit finally came in. I scared Chris a little bit.
You scared Chris a little bit, huh?
Yeah, putting this battery together. So I'm doing only like, let me see, I only did two elements. That was it. And I want to add it. I don't want to melt it down and turn it into a rock. I want to add it, see, you know, if the voltage goes up, if it brings it down, and come up with my own mixture. But, yeah, I think she thought it was going to blow the fuck up or some shit. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm like, calm down. Just don't breathe it.
like I said, you know, you get the final results on all this shit. I want to know about it, you know. You gotta share that shit with me because, brother, I'm telling you, this is really... Got me okay.
Yeah, well, just with the two, and the in a magnesium core, which is negative, in the center. I'm already getting like about 100. I just looked at it. It's at a 1.39 volts. And there's a lot more ingredients that gets, you know, that people have been adding. I'm going to try quartz crystal powder and mix that in and see what happens. For all I know, it could drop the voltage. But yeah, it makes a nice puff of smoke.
Makes a nice puff of smoke, huh?
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's. I don't know what to say about that. Seriously.
Well, I made a video of it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That's what I just said. I made a video of. You know, grinding it to powder. It's pyrite and salt. Fool's
pyrite
gold.
And salt.
Yeah, fool's gold.
Oh. Okay. Fool's gold. Back in the days of pirate ships, when they found fool's gold. Usually it was the fool who found it that ended up with egg on his face. That's
back over here
I have
when,
about
I was, when I was when I was a young teenager, back over that 10.5 acres we had over there. Back when I was a young teenager, I'd go out there back area, back pasture back here, and I'd find this gold. And man, first time I remember that, man, it must be probably 12, 13 years old, I guess. I mean, man, I fucking picked up as much as I could. I ran up there and I told my mom, I said, "My God, we're rich. Look, gold, gold." She laughed. I mean, that's fool's gold. Made a fool out of me. I actually believed it.
Well, between you, me, and the Four Winds, I would have looked at my mother after she said to me, "That's fool's gold." I would have said, "Yep, and I'm the fool that found it." Oh well.
That's it. Fucking pay some silicone, motherfucker.
So, let's see here. Get my brain cells a working. Let's see here. There it is, Fox News. Believe it or not, my eyes are still not focusing yet. Oh, shit. You know, this is getting ridiculous. The Democrats are absolutely, positively fucking stupid. They're having a hissy fit because they didn't get their way. Over the tax bill. So now, California versus the wall. Border wall contractors face growing boycotts from Dem-led cities. You've got to be fucking kidding. So they'd rather risk America's safety because the Democrats couldn't get their way, so they're throwing a temper tantrum. Boo fuckity hoo, Democrats. It's time to grow up from the fucking neck up already. Jesus. Can you believe that shit?
From a Democrat? Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad to see somebody who was, you know, one of the people that was in the run for the nomination last year, Jill Stein. Says Americans need to see the evidence of Russian culpability in election meddling. According to Stein, Russia probe is punishment for running for president. That's curious. So, Jill Stein is saying, basically, in no uncertain terms, where's the proof? Where's the evidence? By doing this, you're punishing the Trump administration because Trump dared to run for president. Because Hillary couldn't beat him, you're doing this to him as punishment for being elected. I don't know. I think she's right, you know, about that. you know, that this is the Democrats' way of punishing Donald Trump for having won the election. But in the process of trying to punish the president, so to speak, they're punishing the American people. You know what I mean?
Yep. But they're getting outsmarted, so.
Yeah, they're getting outsmarted, but in the meantime, Democratic-led cities are boycotting the border wall contractors. Because apparently they're having a hissy fit over this, over the tax reform bill.
How are they boycotting them? What do you mean boycotting them? They're not allowed to come into, like, they can't buy food? Or if you're a wall contractor, what are they doing to them?
Basically, they're boycotting them, like, you know, we're not giving you you can bid on the contract, but you know it ain't going. You're just not going to get the contract. You know they can go to the next bidder if they so choose. So if it's a contractor that's not doing a contractor on the border for the border wall. That contractor will get the contract, and the contractor that's doing the border wall gets frozen out. They get frozen out. That's my guess, anyway.
But it's going to take a while to build that. And as time goes on, people tend to forget. They're just really pissed right now because this administration. You know, you block the left hook and you block the right hook. Democrats feeling confident, and all of a sudden, here comes the uppercut. Obamacare is done, and the tax plan, jobs plan is passed. So they're pissed,
yeah.
Man. Gee, they didn't see that uppercut coming.
Yeah, well, here's what's happening. There's a coordinated effort. Coordinated efforts have been launched in the following states: California, Arizona, Illinois, New York, and Rhode Island, that would prohibit cities and towns from doing any official business with companies as part of a larger resistance strategy to delay construction of the controversial wall. First of all, New York's not a border state, okay? So that makes absolutely no fucking sense. I don't, as memory serves, Illinois isn't a border state where the wall's going up.
I don't think that sounds legal, man.
Hmm?
I don't think that almost sounds like, well, they're discriminating against them, so... I think they would take these cities and whatever to court. They're discriminating against them because they're doing legal work, but because they don't like their legal work, they're just going to cut them off. It doesn't work that way. You can't do that. You can say you're going to do it. You could try, but... You're literally straight up discriminating against that contractor because you don't like the fact that he may or may not work on a border wall.
Well, they're specifically targeting contractors that are constructing the wall along the border. But what gets me is, all right, California is a border state. But Arizona, Illinois, New York, and Rhode Island, as last time I checked, they were nowhere near the U.S.-Mexico border. So how the fuck are they getting involved in this shit? Makes no sense.
It's like you said, they're having a hissy fit. I mean, CNN and I holy shit, are they having a hissy fit?
Oh, don't tell me. CNN's got some shit on their page.
Oh, I don't know. I can't even watch it because it's just how terrible Trump is. How this is the world's going to end. Shit, you know. You can only listen to Idiocracy for so long before you just got to change the channel, man. Right now I can take CNN for about maybe 30 seconds after the commercial.
I can't even take them for 5 seconds. They're mine 30. You're being kind.
Yeah. Well, just to see the bullshit that they're putting out. And, you know, it's so ridiculous. So desperate. It's useless. It's such useless information, you know. And I'm gonna watch it. I thought the president was gonna wait to sign that law. When did he sign that? He had a signing ceremony.
What, the tax bill?
Yeah. I didn't.
I thought he signed it today after they made the modifications to these three items. That it was going right to, after that, it was going right to his desk.
Nah, I see the thing saying that he might not sign it until January 3rd.
Why would he wait till January 3rd?
You never know. It might have something to do with something. Who knows? We're not there. Maybe January 3rd is just a better date to do it for whatever reason. Maybe they want to get some things in place first before he signs it so they can hit the ground running. You know what I'm saying? So it isn't like Obamacare was where, you know, he signs it and they got to scramble now. They got under the pressure, blah, blah, blah. You know, they might want to try some stuff first for this transition and do some tests before he signs it even. So when he signs it, it'll appear like he signs it and then boom, and on February, you got more money in your check. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, CNN's being very subtle in their attacks on Trump right now, on their website at least. Let's see, Mar-a-Lago hikes prices for New Year's Eve. Who gives a shit? Where was it? Where I just saw this. And of course, they have to toe the liberal line by saying 8.8 million sign up for Obamacare. Really? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can still sign up for it. If there's not enough people, if it's all sick people that have pre-existing, like, serious pre-existing problems, they're going to pay through the fucking nose, man.
Oh, absolutely. That's what all these people have got to understand that, okay, if I have a pre-existing condition, which, by the way, epilepsy is a pre-existing condition by definition. I didn't know that. This doctor I used to do business with told me that about 2 years ago. You know that epilepsy is a pre-existing condition, Mr. Sensor? No shit. So if I didn't have what I have right now, you know, the Medicare and the supplemental insurance, and I had to sign up for Obamacare, my premiums would probably be five times higher than if I had no pre-existing condition at all.
Well, you know something? I mean, people may sign up for it, and it just takes you forever to, if you need an MRI, for example, you have to, you know, wait a year to get it. Just, you know, just like Mike's friend who has to wait all this time for his surgery because it's socialized medicine. So, you know.
Yeah, and everybody and their brother that on the liberal left is sitting there still touting to this day the glorious joys of signing up for Obamacare. How great it is. How full of shit they are.
I don't know. I try not to let it bother me. You know, fuck them. I'm just glad, you know, like my kids go into Erie. So I want to see what the crime rate was there and demographics. I wasn't too happy with it. She's going the day after Christmas, and she's right there. I mean, the Great Lakes right there. I forget which one it is. The first one closest to Pennsylvania. But it's a beautiful area.
Well, I look at it like this. I can talk. Forget I was just trying to say something. I'll be glad when I can actually say a sentence and not sit there going, that's all, folks, through half the damn sentence.
Well, she's going to the mall. You know, they're going to restaurants. They're going to some gallery and shit. And these are all soft targets. And I already talked to her about it. But she has situational awareness. When she was young, it was too intense for her. It would give her panic attacks. You know, she would be so aware of her surroundings. I remember once that they, you know, when she was younger, they took them to a stream, and a rainstorm was coming in, and it was raining and shit like that, and she noticed the stream was swelling up with water, so she's like, we need to get the fuck out of here, you know what I mean? But she's a kid, and the adults weren't paying attention to it, so they finally left, and she was in a vase, had a panic attack. And that's from situational awareness, you know, not understanding what it is, and she still has it, so I feel pretty comfortable letting her go.
Well, one thing's for certain, you know, if you have developed a strong situational awareness, you know, knowing that having that kind of ability and skill, you know, locked down tight within you, come on, man, you know, you're gonna survive. You can survive just about anything.
Yeah. If you're aware, if you have the information, you're good to go.
They actually brought up situational awareness for the conductor. For the train engineer, rather.
Say again?
Apparently, he didn't have his situational awareness was not there.
Yeah, I see it every time I go out. You know, I call it molasses eyes. Like, I wanted to go pick up some slippers for Chris at Bed Bath & Beyond. All right, so I ordered them online. It's like a reservation. When you get there, you got to pick it up in 24 hours. When you get there, you pay for it. So this guy is doing a return. And this girl just looked like she wasn't there. I don't know where she was. But, you know, I've seen cars bought faster than it took for her to do this. And finally, they brought a bunch of people up from the back because the line was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So they brought people up. And some other lady had to do it for her. She was just, I don't know where she was at. She couldn't, she looked like she was not confused, just retarded.
Anytime I've noticed people acting like that, I didn't consider them retarded, mostly because I hate the use of the term, because it's, you know, it's just not. Having a family member that has mild retardation and has the mind of a child, kind of thing, you know, you kind of, you know, frown on that term, especially when, you know, when you've known this person, you know, when you've had a family member like that who's been like that all their life. But
right, well,
I've encountered people, you know, that they're kind of like, you know. Just looking around.
She just was not aware.
A little bit open.
She was not aware whatever how big that line was getting. Because at any time she could have just picked up the radio and said, "Hey, can you send some people to the front?" All right, and that would have solved the problem. But she wasn't even aware. She was just so zeroed in on giving this guy his refund and taking her good old time, like nobody was there. Like, nobody was in line. There was, like, 10 people in line as she's doing this. And somebody's seen it, and the guy came up, and he got on the radio and said, "Everyone to the front." So this girl was just, she wasn't even aware that the line was just growing, and she was just taking her good old time. Like, nobody was in the store but her and this guy getting the refund. That's what I'm talking about. She didn't even know that the people were there. And her line was 10 people deep. Molasses eyes. That's what I call people like that.
Look, you call them molasses eyes. I just see it like this. You know, they're space cadets. They're out in left field. They're lost in thought. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. I just very, very politely. Oh, fuck! You son of a bitch! I don't believe this. I've got less than half an hour before the computer restarts itself. Unbelievable. I'm on the air. I'm trying to do a show, and this is going to happen now. Believe this shit?
Well, what happened? How come the computer...
Well, I had to reformat the system back to factory because none of the Windows functions was working. I couldn't open the start menu. I couldn't even shut down the computer properly.
What happened?
Windows 10... screwed up. I didn't even have the proper recovery information in the computer. I had to do everything back to factory, literally. Which is a pain in the ass because now I gotta, before it, because it, in half an hour, I'm going to have to reboot this computer, which means it's going to do it whether I want to or not. It's not giving me an option.
Right.
So now, knowing this is going to happen, I'm going to have to shut down the show temporarily, reboot the computer, so I can get back on the air quick. This is a pain in my fucking ass.
Some of them updates take a long time.
Yeah, I know. But if I'm lucky, the speed of this computer is such that it may actually give me a break on that. The longest I've had an update with a factory reset, about maybe 5 minutes tops. All right. Gentlemen, I am going to have to do this because, unfortunately for me, I'm not being given any kind of real option. I could sit here, I just clicked remind me later, but it'll kick in and tell me restarting now. And that's when the half hour is up. It's still going through the countdown. I feel like I'm waiting for the fucking computer to explode. Don't even think about it, damn you. So, what I'm going to do, I'm in the process of saving something here so I don't lose this work that I just did. Yeah, okay, that's... Come on, fingers, work with me. Thank you. All right. Click save. Done. All right. So here's where I have to make my apologies, ladies and gentlemen, but I got to restart the computer. Otherwise, the computer's going to do it for me and right during the broadcast anyway. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop broadcasting for right now, come right back as soon as the computer's back up and running. And that shouldn't take that. Hopefully, not take too long. If by some stupid ass ridiculousness it does, I doubt it'll take another hour. But we'll see. So brace yourselves, everybody. Firefox News Online ain't done yet, but we'll be back in just a few moments. All right. We're off on there. All right, guys. I'll be back as fast as I can.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you for your kind indulgence. Just a few moments. I have to literally make some changes in the setup as I go along. So cross your fingers and hope I can get this accomplished. Yeah, and this is going to work out really well, considering I'm doing everything on the fly, because my primary broadcast computer is still going through the damn updates. Hopefully, I can get this all squared away quickly enough. And do this. Now, the only difference with this setup, unfortunately, is I don't have I'm not on YouTube, because I'm actually broadcasting from my computer that I run the clips on. So here goes nothing. If you were on the phone line with me guys before, as soon as I get the switchboard open, we'll be able to bring you on. And hopefully we'll get somewhere with this. Even on this computer, it does it. Wow. So anyway, by the way, Billy, thanks for the jinx. Seriously, thanks for jinxing me. You dirty mean. You jinxed me. They say it would take a long time for the updates. You know, you had to do that, man. I am so. All right. What are you going to do? While I wait for the switchboard to appear, you have got to be shitting me. Fucking ad blocker. Fucking ad blocker just got in my way. Trying to get the switchboard open. Incredible. Now watch. I'll go through all this bullshit. and the other computer will be ready. No, it's still rebooting. Come on. Give me a switchboard. Let's go. Ain't got all night, you know. I'm already 35. I've only got 35 minutes remaining in the live side of the broadcast. And of course, just great. Oh, shit. There's one thing I forgot to check. See if I have any sound going out. Shit. Shit, shit, shit. Come on, really? All right, this should be working, and I believe it is. Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. Yo, fellas, I'm back. Great. Well, with approximately 33 minutes remaining in the broadcast, my apologies to my listeners. Unfortunately, due to technical, difficulties, I have to talk like this because I am stuttering like a fucking jackhammer. Grr. Let me try that sentence again, only without the tomfoolery. We're back on the air. The Alienware computer is still not done yet. It's still going through the updates. And it's still... My listener, Billy, jinxed me, folks. I just want you to know that. He jinxed me. I'm picking on you, Billy, so don't take it personal. But he jinxed me. Shame on him. And now these two yahoos, Gunslinger and Billy, are sitting in the chat room, but they ain't calling back in yet. So I think I'll have a sip of coffee. Burp. And just blather on until either someone calls back or... I don't know. You ever have one of those days where things just don't seem to add up? Now, here's a kicker. Blog Talk Radio says that because I'm running an ad blocker, I couldn't get into something. But on the Alienware computer, I don't run into that problem, and I run an ad block, the same ad blocker there. Go figure. You know, ever since ad blockers started coming out and more companies are getting advertisements on their websites, you would think that they would actually, you know, cut you some slack. Nah, not so much. All right.
since my compadres are not called back in yet, I am going to have to resort to something. What the hell is this? Jump back up on me. Okay. Here's something that I found a long time ago. I'm going to put a little Christmas jingle up here. It's called the All-American Christmas Boogie Woogie. I haven't listened to this, and I couldn't tell you when, so I forgot what it even sounds like. So here, take a listen to this while I go take care of something. Try that again, only this time with the actual microphone lit up. I was wondering why it wasn't sounding off and shit. And without feedback. So you just got about 2 minutes and 40 some odd seconds worth of dead air. Sorry about that, folks. Let me try this again. There we go. Let's see. Did anybody call back in yet? Nope. Wow. All right. Now, Blog Talk Radio, you got to hear this. But I'm going to play. You know what? Wow. I've got 3 Christmas blocks to choose from. All right. Here's Frosty the Snowman. I hope.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and 2 eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman.
And that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was the loudest he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
With a broomstick in his hand, running here and there, all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. That frosty goat.
Thumpity-thump-thump-thump-thump-thump-thump.
Over the hills of snow. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and 2 eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way,
but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry,
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
Nothing like a little Frosty the Snowman to kind of wake up the old brain cells. All right, folks. Now, oh, give me a godforsaken break now. All right. Gunslinger and Billy are in the chat room. They haven't called back in yet. I'm going to give it another, I'll give it 10 more minutes, and then I'll just go shut down for the night. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry about this. To make it up to everybody, I will do a Friday show. To make up for tonight, I will do a show on Friday night, because I feel that, you know, this shit, you know, just didn't work out the way it was supposed to. First, I oversleep. Then the updates on the primary broadcast computer. And now my two of my loyal listeners are in the chat room, but they're not on the phone line chiming back in with me, because I'll stay until 3 in the morning, till 2:59 a.m. But if they don't chime back in within the next 10 minutes, So I'm going to play a 7 minute and 41 second Christmas block just for the timing. So when this Christmas block concludes, if they haven't returned to the phone lines, I will end the broadcast at that point. But I will do a show tomorrow night. Just be sure to check facebook.com/Firefox News Online Journalist. Again, that's facebook.com/Firefox News Online Journalist. So this way you don't miss it. All right. Here now is the Christmas block number 2. I have no idea what's in it, so here goes nothing.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. What a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
I saw Mommy tickle
Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll be home this Christmas, this time for sure, to have and hold you, baby, hold you in my arms. I'll be home this Christmas, this time for sure. I'll be there to comfort you, hold you forevermore. Loving you so tenderly, oh, just you wait and see. My heart will be forevermore yours till eternity. I'll be home this Christmas for sure this time. You're everything I'm dreaming of.
Why am I not?
I'll be home this Christmas time. I'll be home,
home
this Christmas, this time for sure. To have and hold you, baby, forever this Christmas time. You're everything I'm dreaming of. I'll be home this Christmas time. Forever this Christmas time, I'll be home this Christmas time.
Come, they told me, pum pum pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Come,
peace on earth,
told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Can it be,
a
years from now,
see,
perhaps we'll see,
our
be the day
gifts we bring,
of glory,
to
see the day
the
when men of good will live in peace, live in peace again. So
song to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum,
can it
when
be
come?
Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. I pray my wish baby
will come true.
I
for my
child there,
and your child too.
I will
play my drum for him,
of glory.
I play my best for him, and a good will
live in peace again.
Then
he saw
he smiled
earth
at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Can it
be
in
my drum?
Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
Well, we only have 11 minutes and eight and about 15 seconds, give or take. Now, about 11 minutes left in this broadcast. I may as well call it a night because Gunslinger and Billy are not calling back in. So, gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. But tomorrow night, I will be on the air at 11. I will come on the air at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific. And I will do it on all three platforms, Blog Talk Radio, Mixler, and YouTube, to make up for tonight. Okay? Anyway, y'all have a good one. It's time for me to go to the land of snoring, and of course, if I can get my There we go. Let's see here. Yeah, this is going to be easy. Trying to find the closing for the broadcast. I think I found it. Now, the copyright may be wrong. I don't know if I changed it or not. But just in case, this broadcast is protected by copyright 2017, all rights reserved. Having said that, good night, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to Firefox News Online, here on blogtalkradio.com, and of course on our simulcast locations. If you have any comments you'd like to bring to our attention, you can write to comments at firefoxnewsonlineproductions.com. That's comments at firefoxnewsonlineproductions.com. And if you have any stories or topic ideas you'd like to share with us, we'd like to hear from you on that too. Write to we report at firefoxnewsonlineproductions.com. That's we report at firefoxnewsonlineproductions.com. Firefox News Online is a production of Firefox News Online Productions. Any rebroadcast, transcript, either in whole or in part, without the express written permission of Firefox News Online Productions and its owner, is expressly forbidden. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved. Thank you for tuning in once again, and we hope you'll join us for another edition of Firefox News Online.
Uh-oh. Almost forgot the most important thing. If I can get my mouse to work with me here. Meow. This.
That's all, folks.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Catch everybody on a makeup show Friday night, December 22nd, 2017 at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific. Blog Talk Radio, Mixler, and YouTube. Later, people.